You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dejanovic, your morning companions for talk, analysis, and key perspectives on Utah's biggest stories on KSL News Radio.
Look, I'm not afraid to think I was overthinking this highly anticipated meeting at City Hall yesterday. But it really served up, in my view, a nothing burger. I mean, they are talking about ripping out a quadrant. They're calling it a revitalization zone. I don't like that name, revitalization zone.
It does not roll off the tongue.
No. I said earlier, sounds like a military op. But they're going to go in, and who knows what they're going to tear up to put in these sports arenas, plural, maybe, hockey, NBA. We don't even know if we're getting a hockey team. We know the Jazz aren't going anywhere, thank goodness. But this meeting, Dave, it's like, at least give me a little packet of ketchup. Come on, City Hall, give me a packet of ketchup. You didn't give me the bun. You didn't give me the burger. You didn't give me the lettuce, the tomato. You didn't give me mustard. Ugh.
It's you a forgot nothing the sesame burger. Seeds.
It's a nothing burger.
All beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese,
Maybe Lindsay Ertz can talk me off the ledge here with KSL 5 television. Maybe you got more out of this meeting than Dave or I got out of this meeting at City Hall last night. What can you tell us about the NHL arena, where it will be built? How about the Jazz getting a new stadium? Did all of this information become transparent to the public during last night's meeting, Linz?
Well, no, guys. And let's be clear. The reason you're only getting one chicken nugget instead of the full 20-piece McNuggets is because it's possible that the city council doesn't have that information yet. What happened yesterday was just the very first step in the process for Ryan Smith to eventually build a new stadium in the downtown area. And it's either build or revamp the Delta Center. And I want to be very clear that the Smith Entertainment Group has not said whether that is for the NBA or the NHL. They have not specified. The law that they're operating under allows them to do either or both, and they have not said which one they would put in downtown. But the big step yesterday was just knowing that they have formally applied means that they are wanting to go through this process of revamping this downtown area. So the step itself is significant, but yes, we didn't get a lot of details in terms of what's going there, et cetera, et cetera. And again, the deal's not even finalized with the NHL yet. There's one more step reportedly that has to happen there. So it's possible they're just waiting to actually secure a franchise before they make any specific plans known. And then to be clear, the city council won't get those plans until it sounds like May. What's happening right now between now and early May is the city and Smith Entertainment Group is negotiating all the terms of what this revitalization zone will include.
I will be fascinated. I'm fascinated to know from your perspective, how do they have this conversation without putting a footprint anywhere in downtown? I mean, that must have taken some Herculean efforts to be able to speak around where this possibly could land.
Yeah, so, and I'll go back to my original point. It's possible they don't know yet, because this initial application is just to initiate the process to say, we put a ring on it. Now we want to discuss where we're going to live and what our finances are going to look like, right? So Ryan Smith has proposed to the city of Salt Lake, but they have not gotten married yet, right?
Okay,
so what will happen now... Sorry, go ahead, Deb.
No, I was going to say, Linz, and I'm not pushing back on you. I'm pushing back on City Hall on this and maybe even Smith Entertainment. They may be getting married, but taxpayers are funding this marriage in a very, very big way with a sales tax increase. So the fact that they want to elope right now is not sitting well with me, and I think a lot of people are getting frustrated with the sort of the secrecy, the hush-hush approach to whether we're even getting an NHL team. And then I'm listening to that City Hall meeting last night, and I'm like, this is just a bunch of minutiae. I don't know where it's going to be, when it's going to happen, and if we're even going to get an NHL arena or an NBA arena or both, Linz. And I know that you're just the messenger here. So that's just my take, is we're paying for this too, right?
Yeah, and I understand that. And I think some of the council members brought up that frustration too last night, where this is a really tight timeline that basically they have between now and early May is when the city council has set another deadline for having a public hearing on this, for the Smith Entertainment Group to get all of their ducks in a row and all of their plans for what will happen in this revitalization zone over to the city, and then they'll have a public meeting on it. So between now and in a few weeks, we are going to learn all of these details. But you're right that it's a very fast timeline, and the reason it is because the legislature put a deadline of September 1st for this negotiation to be finalized, and then a deadline of the end of the year for the city to approve this potential sales tax hike. So this is happening really fast because of these deadlines that were put in place by the legislature.
Remind us what the sales tax increase is. Is it 0.5%, Linz?
Yeah, it's 0.5%, and it would be citywide. So this is Salt Lake City only, a sales tax that potentially could go up if the city council votes to do this. And so that was what the meeting really highlighted last night, was, okay, where does this, when we raise the sales tax 0.5%, where does that revenue go? It can go, per the law, to capital costs for the benefit of this revitalization zone, which would include like building a stadium and potentially like security and transportation, stuff like that. But it can't just go to line the pocket of Ryan Smith and Smith Entertainment Group. It can't go directly as a subsidy.
Linzy Ertz, thank you for joining us from KSL 5 Television.
Great job, Linzy. Appreciate you jumping on the line early with us this morning, and our colleagues in work agreement with KSL 5 Television doing a great job. KSLSports.com also posting a lot of stories about these developments. Dave, we don't even know yet if we're getting a team either.
Yes.
Which has been another like horribly kept secret. Rumors, you know, all over. So we don't know if we're getting a team. We don't know where these stadiums are going to be built, if they're going to be built, you know, if this whole thing comes together. And I'm getting frustrated by the lack of transparency.
I understand the lack of transparency, but let me also address, you talk about the taxpayers, and this is why you want answers. You're like, we're going to be funding this. This is going to come out of taxpayer money, so we should know more about this. Well, parents pay for the wedding as well, but it's the bride that plans it. You're just cutting the check. And right now, Ryan Smith is the bride. He gets to dictate what happens.
Oh, I don't think that's going to set well with our listeners.
It doesn't set well with the parents either, but guess who plans the wedding? It's the bride.
Well,
it's the bridezilla.
Well, look, this hush-hush approach, it's just grating on me. It's gotten really old, really fast. Between not knowing if we're getting a team, and they're trying to stay everything, and they're just putting out these statements that don't really say much about that. But you think there's a strategy behind it.
Absolutely.
So we'll drop the puck in 3 minutes on this. But for right now, I'll tell you what, this whole like stay quiet, mum's the word approach to whether we're going to get these arenas, where they're going to go, whether we're going to get a team.
Stop. You're losing me.
That's how I feel.
Stop.
You're losing me. I was really excited about this 1 week ago, but you're losing me now.
You're losing me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards. If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Dave and
we just heard from KSL 5 Television's Lindsay Ertz, who's covered the City Hall meeting. Happened yesterday. It was highly anticipated meeting that really served up not much in terms of where the sports arenas will be built, where the so-called revitalization zone is going to be. But it did give us some deadlines and some ideas of like when public hearing will be held about this in May, and that by September, Ryan Smith and the city council have to have details worked out. But I'm just tired of this hush-hush approach to just about everything surrounding this. And I think taxpayers and listeners are feeling the same, Dave.
I think we're overly antsy. We just need to settle down. This has developed so quickly, and reports are leaking out. This is a dam that is ready to break. There are so many leaks. I get it. And we just want it all laid out. But I've seen for years and years, when there is going to be a rumor or a proposed ownership change, things can change in an instant. Mm. For example, the Minnesota Timberwolves have been in Minnesota for 30 years. They were going to sell to Alex Rodriguez, the former basketball or baseball player, right? The Hall of Fame baseball player. He had everything lined up. They had an agreement in place for the past 3 years to buy the Timberwolves. It just fell apart. Almost overnight, it fell apart, and the owner, Glenn Taylor, said, "Nah, never mind. I don't like the direction you're headed. I've had a change of heart. My team is now good. 3 years ago, they were terrible, but now they're awesome. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just keep them." So some of the hush-hush is like, don't count your chickens before they're hatched. Because this, as likely as it seems right now, can always fall apart tomorrow.
Well, then it's the worst kept secret, and they're letting the media do all the talking for them. KSLSports.com's done a fabulous job staying on top of this story. They've joined us. Our sports team, KSL 5 TV, done a great job. JJ's joined us. Frank Saravalli, who reports for the Daily Faceoff, he's the president of hockey content, done an amazing job. He served up most of the information about this secret, this worst kept secret. And talked about why Salt Lake City.
I can't answer specifically for the NHL, but my opinion would be it's one of the fastest growing markets in the U.S. By and large, it's mostly pretty wealthy. It has a hockey history. There's clearly a sort of tech component to a lot of what is being built in Salt Lake City, too. There's people, you know, that are moving in left, right, and center, it feels like. Proximity to some other teams. The fact that there is winter activities and stuff happening around it. It's not, you know, a Sun Belt team, so to speak. And I'd also say really the deep pockets and care that Ryan Smith has shown as steward of the Utah Jazz that has really helped his case.
That's about all the information we're getting. It's from the media. And I just disagree with this approach wholeheartedly. Taxpayers are going to be funding this to some degree. 5%, a 0.5% sales tax increase in Salt Lake City. Legislature rolled out this proposal kind of in the 11th hour of the legislative session. Remember, it was the Major League Baseball funding that got rolled out for the stadium on the west side of town. And then we all woke up like the next day and thought, is this a joke? Now they're asking for $1 billion for what? An NHL team or a new Jazz arena or a new NHL stadium? I mean, we don't even know. We don't know if it's going to happen because there hasn't been a formal announcement between the Coyotes and Ryan Smith. We don't know where this revitalization zone is going to target, like which buildings are going to be demolished, which businesses are going to get bought up, put out of business, forced to move, if there's going to be homes involved. We don't know any of this. And you're saying it's maybe because this deal might fall apart. Well, I think it's really unfair that for several months, public officials have been dealing with this, what are they doing behind closed doors, out in public view, whatever it is, and then we're still in the dark about where this is going to go and if we're even going to get a team. I just think it's unfair. I think it's unfair to continue to ask taxpayers to support this idea, and they're losing me. They've lost me in like a week.
Really?
Yeah.
It's shocking to me because
I was so on board with this last week and so excited, and now I'm getting frustrated by this veil of like, well, maybe we now we don't need it. We don't know yet. We're not going to say yet. We've got some deadlines. We'll know more in a month. Just come out and tell us.
See,
I don't know. I don't care if you don't know. Just say you don't know. We don't know any of this yet. Say something.
The problem I have with that level of anxiety and antsiness is they don't know. They don't know all these
they could say
answers.
That.
By their silence is saying that, right? I mean, how many times can you go out there and say, listen, wink, wink, nod, nod. Ryan Smith has dropped enough Easter eggs. He's like, hey, this is heading in the right direction.
I'm not interested in Easter eggs. But not a five-year-old. Sorry. I don't go Easter egg hunting.
You're demanding things they don't have. I think you're unfairly asking for answers that they don't have. And I think it would be unwise to go out there and say, this is where we're looking to build. This is what we're hoping to do and try to tackle these huge, massive billion-dollar questions before anything is official. We can wait for a month. We can wait for a couple of months. Nothing changes in the big picture. We are curious. That is all we are right now. We are curious. We don't need to know. If we were to know all of these answers today, that doesn't change anything. It's not going to cost us a penny to be patient.
So here's what you keep missing, Dave, and that is that we are also paying this. We are also paying for some of it. We will also be buying tickets. We will also be asked to support the teams. We will also be asked to support downtown Salt Lake City in this revitalization zone. So let's not sugarcoat the fact that taxpayers are going to be put on the hook for this stadium. And not everybody's is super happy about that to begin with. So when you start teetering with emotions right out of the gates, I think they're just getting off on the wrong foot. They're getting off on the wrong foot. Be excited with us. You don't have to be cagey. We know it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, guess what? We're taxpayers. That means we're grown-ups. You can come out and say, hey, something got sideways with the deal. It's not going to happen right away, but we're going to keep going for a team. You don't have to keep it a secret. I mean, it's like we're Dorothy and the Wizard of Oz. My goodness, we're going to skip to up the yellow brick road, and then the Wizard of Oz is going to pop out, and it's going to be a real man. I mean, this is getting a little bit much. Just come out and say something. Hold a news conference. Oh, yeah, and rename the revitalization zones something that doesn't sound like a military operation while you're at it.
The DRZ.
Ha ha ha.